Sportsnet.com/backup.
Good day program. Do you have a good boss or a bad boss?
I'm going to help you
find the signs of a bad boss so you'll know what a good boss is by knowing what the bad boss is.
Oh, okay.
All right, help you with that. But one of the things that I'm finding interesting this week, I meant to ask you about it earlier, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is here as well. The singing competition, The Voice, debuted last Tuesday and had a large audience, which shows you that these shows have hit a mark and they are popular and they will continue. And I didn't quite, I saw enough of it to kind of wonder, all right, what are they knocking off here? What is this?
It's interesting in that it, the judges do not see the contestants.
They only hear them. Really?
And they listen to them sing a song.
Yeah.
And they are trying to build a team of the best singers that they can, and then the teams will compete against each other, the four teams.
So do they ever get to see them, though?
Once they decide, I like this person's voice, they hit a button on their chair, which then turns their big Austin Powers, Dr. Evil-looking chair around, and then they see the contestant.
So it could be like that that British woman. What was
Susan
her name?
Boyle.
Yeah, Susan Boyle.
And many times it was. One of the interesting things about the show is that the people are not these glamorous, beautiful, you know.
Where do they find them? How do they have auditions?
That part
they did
I didn't
it all
see.
All over the country. It was similar.
So we have, all right, so we have, do they do Dancing with the Stars all over the country?
No, Dancing with the Stars is Stars.
Celebrities only.
There aren't any tryouts. They just pick a bunch of people.
You're
from...
thinking of So You Think You Can Dance.
Well, I'm thinking of both of them. Tryouts. I just am wondering when it comes to the Celebrity Apprentice or when it comes to Celebrity Dancing with the Stars, how do they come up with these people?
Is it just celebrities?
Generic who can come and
who's
dance
available?
And doesn't have, we don't have to pay a lot of money? What is the criteria?
Well, who's available, who wants to do the show, and who will do it for the price
but
they
do you think
pay?
That agents are actively searching out opportunities for their clients on Dancing with the Stars?
There's a list of celebrities that have said, oh, I want to do Dancing with the Stars. Huh. In fact, Melissa, whatever her name is, Melissa Joan Hart from Clarissa Explains All, the Nickelodeon star, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, she was talking about it for years before they actually put her on the show.
Huh.
So, But this show, The Voice, it's just aspiring singers. I mean, they're not celebrities. They're not anything.
Well, could they have gone to a music school and have a trained voice?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, they obviously have some singing background to be able to get there, but they're just, it's like American Idol. They're just your everyday average folk. Who might be in a band, who might be a singer, trying to make it big, and then they try to get their opportunity. Now, the interesting thing about the show is that, let's say, CeeLo, you know, with the Forget You song, decides he likes the singer, hits his button and turns around. Okay, fine. Now, let's say Blake Shelton, who's a country star, decides, I like this person, too. He hits his button and turns his chair around. Now, they both have to... try and convince the person to be on their team, because then it's the singer's decision as to whose team they want to go on. So they kind of fight each other to say, no, you should be on my team because I'll help you do this.
Now you should be on my team.
So it was kind of interesting. I would say that the one thing is that, you know, it is just your everyday folk up there singing. It's not... They don't whittle it down to, you know, wow, this person's really attractive and the popular one. You know, it might be some guy who needs to lose 80 pounds and just some dorky looking dude. But I kind of thought that was a little refreshing.
Hold on a second. I got the next reality show.
All right, let's hear it.
I've got it. I'm going to, this is completely success. This has got to win. I'm going to be the producer. Call up Jerry Bruckheimer. Tell him I want to executive produce.
Nah, you don't call Bruckheimer. You call,
what do I call?
Jeff, not Jeff.
Zuckerman, he's gone.
No, Jennifer, help me out. The Survivor guy.
Okay.
No, not Jeff Probst, the producer.
Mark Burnett.
There you go.
All right, so if somebody call Mark Burnett right away and tell him I have the next big television program.
All right, let's hear it.
No, I'm going to do a commercial first, then you'll hear it.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll also
find Burnett on the phone.
Right, exactly. All right, we're going to give you exclusive. This is for the first. Nobody's ever heard this before. Like lots of other things that come out of my mouth that are on this program.
Right.
You've never heard them before.
We're going to have a contest to see what planet the humans in your neighborhood actually come from.
I have a new television gem. It's going to be, I bet you there will be people knocking my door down.
All right. Stop with all the teasing. Let's hear it.
No. I want people to go to proflowers.com first and take care of their mother.
All right.
Richie, have you gone there yet to get your 100 blooms for your mother?
No, but I'm going to do it today because I'm going to be out of town next week, so I need to get
that's
an early.
That's what I did. I did it this morning.
Yeah.
800-PRO-FLOWERS mentioned Doug for the 100 blooms. 100 blooms. Beautiful flowers. It'll just be, remember, June is busting out all over? I don't sing it, please, Roberta.
June is busting out all over.
I usually sing when I see Jen in one of her tight blouses. Jen is busting out all over.
I do. Yeah.
All right, so 100 blooms for your mom, available for $19.99. Free glass vase comes along with it. It's 800-PRO-FLOWERS or proflowers.com. You click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in Doug, and you'll get this deal, an exclusive deal. Upgrade to a premium pink vase. And I don't feel right calling it a vase. Doesn't sound like it's rich enough.
Okay, so call it a vase. Even though people will tease
it's
you.
It's a vase.
Okay. Who cares?
A vase.
Yeah, you're on, man.
Chocolate's another. I am a man.
You can say pink vase and get away with it.
I can. Pink, a premium pink vase.
As a matter of fact, you say pink vase better than any guy I've ever known.
Pink vase. And I have my finger up in the air while I'm doing it. The pink vase that goes, if you want to get an extra $10 added bonus thing, you get chocolates in the vase. So here's this is the way to do it. Don't waste any more time. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. Or go to proflowers.com. You click on the mic and type in D-O-U-G, Doug, for the big deal. 100 blooms for mom. It's something you better hurry and do because it lasts till midnight on Friday.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, everybody, ready?
Ready! Yeah.
The new television sensation, Biggest Losers, sing and dance their way into your heart.
They already have that show. It's called Dance Your Ass Off.
Are they big and fat?
Well, they lose weight. It's a weight loss show.
Oh, but no, this is... Well, I suppose
see, this just goes to prove, no matter what great idea you have,
somebody else has already done it.
Yeah. Right.
I was all excited about this.
I know.
Isn't that great?
All right. I actually wrote Mark Burnett like 5 years ago when I had the idea of Survivor in New York City.
Yeah.
Where people had to live on the streets for 30 days with no help from anybody. I thought that was a great idea. No response.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like where you'd have to beg and root through trash cans for food. Just be a homeless person for 30 days. I thought it would bring great, awaken people to what the homeless people actually have to go through from day to day. I thought I was helping the world, but Mark Burnett apparently didn't think he could make money on it. So
there you go, Richie.
No reply.
All right, here's how you can tell whether your boss is good or bad. A number of people studied this at the University of Arizona. The school has a management coach there that has been preparing students, and so they have challenged this guy. Yeah, I can see this happening. There are, in these business schools now, all kinds of profs are taking the examples from various businesses. Instead of making stuff up, they actually take real businesses, and they have real bosses, and they have real employees. And they have taken, I mean, there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of studies. So now they use these as case studies. If your boss says he needs an explanation, you ask him for clarification, and his answer is one word long, he's a bad boss.
Hmm.
Right? And maybe I fall into this, too.
Hit me with that again.
If you're asking for, the boss says, sends you a note and says, please do this, 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 and this.
And he says,
you
okay.
Call back and say, which one do I do first? And he says A, without an explanation of what A is, then he's probably a bad boss.
It means he's not taking the time for you.
Right, exactly. He's not taking time. And I maybe fit into that, Richie. I could be a bad boss.
You're a short answerer, that's for sure.
You're a no answerer. Because a lot of times, and this is where you're a strong boss, in that you know I need to do this, but I have no idea how to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to ask this person who does know how to do it. And that's the true sign of a good boss, is to know what their limitations are and to have people around them that can pick up where they don't know how to do things. I mean, when you run any company, you can't expect yourself to know how to do everything, even though you should try.
Right.
You can't expect yourself to
delegate.
Know how to do everything.
All right, next. If the boss never looks at you eye to eye or face to face, get away from him.
Yep, absolutely.
If he can't look at you.
Yep.
If you're in a business where employees are calling in sick all the time, bad boss.
Yep.
Right? If your team is working hard, this reminds me of The Apprentice, in a sense. Team's working hard, but it's missing deadlines, bad boss. So you're going to go up to Donald Trump and say, hey, Mr. Trump, you suck as a boss. How long do you think it's going to be before he says...
But I'll vote for you for president.
Yeah. Meatloaf, you think I should run for president?
Yes,
What a great line that was.
Mr. Loaf, say.
Oh, my God. 21 after on Good Day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The Doug Stepin Good Day Show. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth.
Check out all the cool stuff we don't have time to talk about on the show. It's available to you right now in the Doug Club.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
So what are you waiting for? Log on now at DougStepin.com.
Bye. Yeah.
My birthday is for this Thursday, the 28th of April, starting with Ann Margaret Olson.
Is this from the Gong Show?
No, this is from Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah,
she starred in the movie Bye Bye. She won an Emmy Award, as a matter of fact. Richard shows you where your taste is.
Really?
Yep. She's been in a lot of these kinds of shows.
Is this supposed to sound like annoying?
Yes.
Because it depends on your definition of annoying. I find looking at her is not annoying.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah. She was in Viva Las Vegas, Grumpy Old Men. Remember all that stuff?
Yeah.
She had a couple of hits, actually, during the late 50s, no, early 60s when she was, would you say, an ingenue, Roberta?
Yes, I would say that. Absolutely.
An ingenue.
An ingenue.
Yes. Oh. Next on our birthday list, Marcia Strassman. Who is in Welcome Back, Kotter, plays Julie.
Kotter, yeah.
63 today, born to state 1948. By the way, my Aunt Margaret's 70, if that doesn't rock your socks. Yeah, exactly.
Can I say happy birthday to a friend of mine today?
You may, yes. Please.
My best male friend, Greg, is 55 years old today.
Wait a minute, I thought
happy
that
birthday.
Was your best.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Hold on a second. I'm taking it all back.
One of my best male friends.
Your best male friend. What kind of a deal is that?
One of my best male friends.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Nice going.
Hey, you know they're going to do a Welcome Back, Kotter reunion show.
Yes.
And they said John Travolta will participate. Yeah. Yep.
They did it at the TV Land Awards.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, yeah, now they're going to do a show, right?
To sort of back it up.
Yeah.
All right, Paul Guilfoyle, who is Captain Brass on CSI, 62 today. This guy has been a character actor since he was a teenager and must thank the gods for this role, because it has put him on the map. I mean, everybody recognized him. He was in hundreds of TV shows and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the guy from Lost, who never, what's the O'Hare, what's the guy's name from
John Locke.
He played what on, what's the name of his character?
John Locke.
But what's his real name?
Terry O'Quinn.
Terry O'Quinn, that's it. Right. Same thing with him. Exactly the same scenario as with the Brass. All right, next up, Jay Leno celebrates his 61st birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday. Host of The Tonight Show, among many other accomplishments in his very good career.
I'm going to buy him a car.
Like, yeah, right.
I love it.
He had that TV show he's still producing, Jay Leno's Garage.
Yeah.
I like, very likable guy. Very interested in doing the right thing, works hard on the show, and he got a lot of ill will unfairly as a result.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jay haters out there. There really is after the Conan thing. Yeah.
Mary McDonnell, who was President Laura Roslin on Battlestar Galactica 59 today, but she's been a lot of other things as well. As a matter of fact, you would recognize her if you didn't know the name. John Pankow is Ira on Mad About You. 57 today. Simbi Kali, who was Nina on Third Rock from the Sun, 40 today. Elizabeth Rome, who's Serena on Law and Order. She was the third or fourth ADA, good-looking lady. Anyway, she is a lesbian in real life, and she left the show because she came out as a lesbian on the show. It's interesting so how that worked. Jessica Alba, from Dark Angel. I don't get this. Who's she? Dark Angel.
That was how she got her start. Jessica Alba got her start on Dark Angel.
Okay, Harry Shum Jr. from Glee. He's Mike Chang. And here he is singing with Tina. 29 today. So happy birthday to him and everybody else. Having a birthday from Good Day. Best wishes.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
When you're looking for work, brand yourself.
You're selling you and positioning yourself as this valuable must-have commodity.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Get online.
With LinkedIn, for example, great way to network with other people and other professionals.
Ken Budd, the executive editor of AARP the magazine, says you can use Facebook this way too.
And this is, again, a chance to network with other people and a chance to sort of establish who you are and what you do. Twitter is another great example. A lot of CEOs of companies tweet, and they talk about what they're interested in, what their company is focusing on. And that's a good way for you to learn the lingo and what the buzzwords are at those companies. And a lot of companies now vet resumes by looking for buzzwords within the resume itself. So that's a good way for you to pick up on the language that they're speaking.
So check out how other people are marketing themselves. Tomorrow, specifics on how you can do this, too. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. ESPN.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's www.BrightsideBend.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Our insurance.
Week from Sunday is Mother's Day. Keep reminding you of that when it comes to going to proflowers.com, but there are a lot of other things that you can be thinking about. Some mothers, like, who do we say was pregnant today and getting married? What's her face?
Kate Hudson.
Okay. So, do you think Kate Hudson is thinking, as she gets ready to be married, about that big rock on her hand?
Mm-hmm.
Is she thinking about the dress that she's going to be wearing?
Oh, totally.
Or is she thinking about protecting her assets?
What do you mean? Why can't you do both?
Well, I think a lot of people go into marriage. This is the time of year to be thinking about this, because isn't June the marriage month?
Traditionally, yeah.
More people get married in June.
I don't think Hollywood really sticks to that schedule.
No, all right, well, but that's okay.
But in general,
so
we'll take
her out of the equation. Just think of the average person, like the prince and princess to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Couple of average blokes getting married tomorrow.
Blokes.
A few people watching here and there. Do you think, by the way, that he and she have worried about the financial aspects of this?
Financial?
What do you think goes on in a circumstance like that, to protect the financial value of what is the royal family? How do they keep, like, when they have all these commoners that come in? And I wonder how, I'm just thinking about this.
There's
the only
probably
thing,
some prenuptial thing going on.
This is the only aspect of this wedding that has any interest. I find it interesting to try to speculate, or if there's something that's been written about it somewhere. I haven't found it. In terms of how these people protect their assets. What happens, Charles was going to divorce, apparently, Diana, or vice versa, and she's dead, so he didn't have to give her anything. But what happened when, let's see, King Edward wasn't married when he got out, before the stutterer became the king? King Edward...
The stutterer became the king.
Well, that's what he was. short, George was the stutterer. That's the whole thing behind it.
Are you going to identify him as the stutterer?
The stutterer.
Because I'm the stutterer. Yeah, I'm the stutterer.
I go around, 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 and around.
So I'm going to go, kick. Your
stutterer. Now, kid.
So when King Edward married Doris or whatever her name was. What was her name? The lady that was from New Jersey.
King Edward.
Oh, gosh.
Diana. No, it wasn't Diana.
No, the one that he gave up the throne for?
Yeah.
Wales.
Right. Anyway, I guess that I'm just wondering if anybody knows how these people prepare for the reality. It isn't love and marriage. It's money and marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's been prepped quite a bit.
Wallace Simpson.
Yes, Wallace Simpson. She's been
how do you
a lot.
Prep for that? How do you prep for that severe change in lifestyle?
Well, they do. They prep them for, you know, how they should act, how they should speak to the press, what they should
expect.
Yeah,
but you grew up knowing this life, and now all of a sudden you're just catapulted into
this.
Yeah,
but she's been with him for how long?
For a while, and he took a long time to propose, and they're saying that they're going to have no staff. They'll have staff when they have events and parties and things, but that they're not going to have a chauffeur and a chef and a whatever. They're going to try to have a normal life.
Whatever.
Well, I mean, I give them props for that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen.
As soon as they start popping out kids, though, you know the nannies are going to show up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's get down to brass tacks, though.
They'd have to have security, I would think.
This is something that I believe is an important thing, and a lot of seasoned couples, i.e. people who have been married before, know how to work around this. Some people don't. So I thought we'd spend a minute or two trying to figure out what way can help to make your relationship a huge success.
Okay,
if one side or the other has money. If you both have money, maybe it doesn't make a difference. But if one side has it and the other side doesn't, then what do you do? How do you ask the right question? Like Megan and Matthew have separate checking accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They do not mingle their money.
I think having
pay
separate accounts.
Even to the point of when they pay their rent, Megan writes a check for half of it. Matthew writes a check.
Oh, really?
For half of it. Yep.
Hmm.
When it comes, Megan pays for her car, he pays for his car.
No, that's fine.
When they buy groceries, they buy them together, or one buys
doesn't
them one week and the other one buys them the other week.
Huh? No, actually, and any financial person will tell you that it's best when you're married to keep your finances as separate as possible.
We each have separate accounts, but then we have a joint house account.
Yeah. Oh, you can do that too.
All the bills and, you know,
right.
All the money comes from me.
I will tell you
that
Megan is very smart when it comes to this sort of thing. Much more practical than her old man.
Does she see that as more of a partnership than a relationship? Because this seems like it's so split down the middle. Like, okay,
well,
here's the tape in the middle of the room. This is my side. This is yours.
Here's what she sees, Richie. She saw when she was a kid fussing about money. And she determined that that wasn't going to be the case. You've heard me say this before, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, and what's ours is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have anything collectively because they don't own a house. They each have their own car, and they each have their own wardrobe. They have, when they go on a trip together, they both make about the same amount of money. So they go on a trip, they split the cost 50-50. And I think, frankly, it's a pretty smart way. Then they
and I'm
never,
not knocking that, but
never,
don't you think at some point
never
that you have to really merge your
argue
lives?
Argue about money. No, why? Merge your lives. They're married. They love
mm-hmm.
each other. They're wonderful together.
And marriage, actually, in the eyes of the law, is a business partnership.
Well, see, that's it. And why would you want to, if you really
care
about somebody.
Do they sit there and nickel-dime everything like that? It just seems...
Well, yeah, how are you nickel-and-diming?
It's
not nickel-and-diming.
You're
being
in
practical.
A different situation, though, Rich, because Janet gets, you know, she's staying
home.
Yeah, if
you're not
her job,
both
it's
working,
home.
It's something different.
Right.
I'm talking
even
in this
if my wife
about
were
two
working,
work.
We would still both have separate accounts, and then we would have accounts where we both contribute to the thing. Now, I wouldn't sit there and go, okay, I paid $372 towards
but
this bill,
you.
So you owe me $372.47.
They don't do that either. They never say you owe me anything. They work it out ahead of time very methodically, and they say, okay,
there's no doubt about that.
I'm going to pay. Mm-hmm. Megan is nothing if she's not methodical. And Matthew is the perfect husband for her in so many different ways. He completely gets it. And they will send on Sunday morning They will send out their payments, and they do it all like you do. Everything's online. There's no checks that go in the mail. None of that stuff.
Stamps. Oh, my
God. No, nothing. And so that's how they do it. Now, so to get back to the question, does this become more appropriate in marriage, and do you work this stuff out ahead of time? I think if you're smart, you do, no matter what your age. But that's just me. And I'm throwing this, but this is I'm looking at a study that was done by a couple who, it's the company's referred to, the couples, I'm thinking about having them on the program, the Money Couple. And they have, as married partners, worked this stuff out. And they say their relationship is a huge success because they never argue about money. Never, never, never. And so they've presented the steps to eliminate the worry, the expectation, debts, discussion, all that stuff. So one of the things, however, that you have learned from, and this is why Megan does it the way she does, is because of the way her mother and I were about money. Her mother was awful, still is. God love her. She is, she's a little bit better now because she knows she has a pot and that's all she has. But she was awful. But we didn't have any training. We didn't really have anybody. We didn't.
Yeah.
You know, my father never shared any of that stuff with us.
Oh, man, train your kids. Teach
and
your
I
kids
was around people who always spent more than they had. The farmers, they were always in debt. And so, you know, there's a certain amount of that. And so if you're a mother and father, are spenders, fine. If they're savers, fine. Understand where your comfort zone is. I'm betting, Roberta, your father was a saver.
Absolutely.
I'm betting that.
Absolutely. They were frugal.
And your mother was your mother frugal, too?
They were both frugal. They were frugal to a fault.
Oh, they were. Okay.
To a fault where they would not spend the money on things that they should have spent the money on.
Yeah.
And I have a very different philosophy than them. I do things once. I do it right.
Yeah.
I'll spend whatever it costs to do it once and do it right. And I don't want to be bothered with it again. But they would spend a little, well, it costs too much. Here, we'll just do this little bit. Uh-huh. And then it ballooned into a bigger problem later on.
Right. And that's what the whole thing is. You want to eliminate problems. That's what this whole discussion is about. Mm-hmm. How do you eliminate problems? Interesting food for thought as we continue here on Good Day. Something else that's good food for thought is how to, I don't want to say fix your face, but deal with alleviating redness, for example, under your eyes, fighting inflammation around your eyes, giving you brightness. Your skin has tone, color, life, vibrancy when you use Lumitone, an astoundingly new and very good way to treat what is around your eyes. This comes from the same people that do Tautinol and Night Skin. Perfect third tier here, a cream that will help you instantly when you put it on. And so if you'd like to try this for free, listen to me, for free. I'm scratching that right now out of my mind, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
You want to try Lumitone free?
Mm-hmm.
800-894-3302. Get rid of the puffiness. Get rid of, there's actually a group of women and men volunteered to try this stuff for 4 weeks, and you'd be amazed at the before and after pictures. Look younger, look refreshed. It's pretty easy with Lumitone, especially if you got those fine lines around your eyes. It'll help you be expressive. Roberta shoots up with Botox. Nobody can tell if she's happy or angry. With this stuff, you can tell. You still have the same usage of all your faculties, and that includes the skin around your eye. Lumitone, it's a very, very important product. Made with a unique cream derived from soft, silky powders. No greasy, no oily feeling. Before you make any appointments, call 800-394-3302 and try a free jar of Lumitone. You'll pay only a small shipping and handling fee. Again, I'll give you the number, 800-894-3302.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
April is when our minds turn to saving the planet. Inefficient appliances are a huge drain on our natural resources. New technologies that have been announced ahead of this year's Earth Day are more advanced than ever. An example is GE's new GeoSpring hybrid electric water heater. Annabelle Gurwitch is an actress, activist, and the host of Wasted on the Planet Green Network.
A lot of people don't realize it, but your water heater is the third largest consumer of energy in your home. This GeoSpring water heater is ENERGY STAR rated and is designed for easy installation because it fits in the same space as a traditional 50-gallon tank water heater, making it perfect for new construction or replacement upgrade. It can reduce water heater operating costs up to 62% and save $320 a year. It qualifies for a $300 federal tax rebate, so it's good for you and it's good for the planet.
Go to GEAppliances.com and learn how you can get special pricing between now and May 5th in recognition of Earth Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Ah, Amdro.com.
That's right.
Not as good as DougStefan.com.
It's Amdro.
Amdro?
Amdro.
No, still, DougStefan.com is a lot better.
That's correct.
Where else do you find the deals from the Queen of Cheap? Deals at Michael's and Macy's and Bath and Body Works today. Where else do you find Dr. Ken's advice on your heart health and other medical things? Where else do you find the supermarket guru who today has some healthy takeout secrets for you to follow? How about them apples? All right, so we're talking about getting married, how to prepare monetarily for being successful. The bills, all the things I was explaining, what my daughter does. She's very into security. They save a little bit of money, but again, it's the same amount. They do everything the same. Same amount goes into a savings account. They split all the bills. As a matter of fact, their car payments are within $4 or $5 of each other.
Do they earn about the same amount of money?
They earn the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because it should be proportional.
Yeah, right. And they do a little budgeting. Megan's not much on Megan's.
Hey, hon, I went out and bought 4 pairs of underwear this week, so you should probably do the same.
No, what you do is you allow each other a certain amount of spending money. You agree
okay. You want to hear something really hysterical?
God,
listen.
Well.
All right, for those of you who know what went on, my former wife, Tony, as most of you, I think, heard, when we've been going through this, had her left arm amputated about 4 months ago, 5 months ago now. And so there's this new thing. The two of them go to get their nails done, and Tony gets a discount.
That's cute. 50% off?
She does.
That's very cute.
Why not?
They go every Sunday afternoon and get their nails, and it's just
every Sunday. Wow.
Yeah, they have this place down on Beverly that they like to go. It's just the two of them. It's the way they spend time. They go out and have lunch, and they go and get their nails done. They get caught up with each other. Because that's really the only time Megan has during the week, whereas Brendan may be in and out a little differently. But it's pretty funny. So, I just think that that's the intelligent way. You agree with me, Roberta, on this?
I think so. I do.
Yeah. Jennifer, would you do it this way if you were getting married?
Absolutely. I'd want my own account.
Yeah. And Richie, you explain
how you're doing stiff. Yeah, a little too stiff.
Well, everybody's different. There it is. The way to make your life happier and better. If you can't get it anyplace else, you get it here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed biofriendly, money saving way to clean your septic system.
So, that's the end of the birther debate. Or is it? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. Just when you thought the question of whether President Obama was actually born in Hawaii would never be put to rest, despite ample evidence showing he was born in Honolulu, something unexpected happened yesterday. The president basically got fed up.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
And so, President Obama released his full birth certificate, and as he did, he addressed those who raised questions about his birthplace.
Over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with amusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going.
The president admitting that, yes, this issue had become quite a distraction.
The dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate.
In recent weeks, potential Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been fanning the flames of this birthplace controversy. And how did Trump react yesterday when the president released his birth certificate? Trump took credit for it, of course.
I'm really honored and I'm really proud that I was able to do something that nobody else could do.
So, that's that. We can move on, right? Well, maybe not, according to Donald.
I'm really happy about it. And now experts will check it, and everybody will go over it, and I hope everything's going to be perfect.
So apparently Donald isn't 100% satisfied yet. Whatever your opinion, positive or negative, about Donald Trump, there is a funny line kicking around that is worth repeating, and it goes like this. What's fair is fair. Now that President Obama has shown us his birth certificate, Donald has to show us his hairline. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I just got this crazy urge for Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips.
Interesting. Maybe you have an identical twin who's hungry for them, and you're sharing it through a weird twin connection.
If I do, he must be dying for that meaty, cheesy crunch right now.
An identical twin. That is so awesome. I've always wanted a brother.
That's great. I'm going to go grab 2 bags from that store over there and find him. Coming to find you, brother. We're going to eat crunchy snacks together, like a real family.
Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips. The hunger you can't explain.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
A positive day on Wall Street. The Dow up 96 points yesterday to 12,691. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices increased 55 cents a barrel, finishing at $112.76. People in the South waking up to more destruction today from a relentless string of powerful tornadoes. More than 70 people killed, hundreds injured yesterday alone, most of the deaths in Alabama. Lives have also been lost in Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Virginia. Still unclear how many people are unaccounted for, and hundreds of thousands are without power this morning. If you're on your way out to work, don't forget to bring along your children. Offices just like this one that we can hear in the background are likely to be a little more crowded today. It's National Bring Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. It's a national effort encouraging workplaces to invite not just employee offspring, but nieces, nephews, grandchildren. Bring them all. It is hoped that youngsters will discover opportunities they would miss otherwise. Organizers say the event is held on a Thursday so that children can return to school tomorrow to share their experiences. Planning material available to parents, teachers, and employers on the program website, daughtersandsonstowork.org. And finally, the waiting is almost over. Tomorrow's the big day. Hold on to your crumpets. It's the royal wedding, Prince William and Kate Middleton. British historian Duncan Sandys says the venue for the wedding, Westminster Abbey, has only recently become a favorite for state occasions.
Westminster Abbey has been the church of choice for marriage in the 20th century. I mean, there were only a couple of kings that got married there in the sort of Middle Ages period.
Oh, excuse me, you said something about the Middle Ages? Well, anyway, enough history. Let's hear from royal photographer Arthur Edwards, who works at the Sun newspaper in London. He says tomorrow is really all about Kate.
Millions and billions of people around the world are going to see what she looks like, and this is the moment. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure for any girl.
True enough. Meanwhile, Edwards says Prince William would rather get married in a small church without all the hoopla. Listen, it would be hard to find a groom who really wants a big wedding. Take it from somebody who's been down the aisle a couple of times. Being dragged along to make decisions on everything from the wedding menu to floral arrangements is not something I want to do again. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.